And good evening and greetings, everybody. Once again, it is a pleasure and the privilege of the National Broadcasting Company to bring you the music of Jimmy Dorsey, world-celebrated saxophonist and clarinetist, with his famous orchestra playing for you once again in the beautiful Café Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. And now, Jimmy and all the boys give their best in a little bit of popular rhythm titled Turn Left. Jimmy Dorsey, ladies and gentlemen, world-celebrated saxophonist with his famous dance orchestra at Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. Contrast in music by Jimmy and all the boys. Contrast brings us now to a very beautiful melody, one of Jimmy's greatest selling records of the day. Beautiful song sung for you in contrast by Bob Eberly and Helen O'Connell, and the title is Amapola.
Distant shore, a maid with a way of whispering, "Si, senor." Each night, while guitars would softly play the tune, seemed to dance round the words that he'd say. Amapola, my pretty little poppy, you're like that lovely flower, so sweet and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you, it seems to be a rhapsody. I'm a polar, the pretty little poppy must copy its endearing charm from you. I'm a polar, I'm a polar, how I long to hear you say I love you.
I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. I'm a polar, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you.
Medium tempo, Bob Everly returns once again to sing us a very beautiful thing called Blue Champagne.
Of you. All the plans we started, all the songs we sang, each little dream we knew seems to overtake me like a boomerang. Gone is the sparkle, blue is the tang. Each old refrain keeps returning as I remain with my memories and blue champagne to toast the dream that was you.
Well, folks, during these past 2 years, and even better, it has been my honor to have the happy privilege of being assigned to do the major portion of Jimmy Dorsey's radio broadcasts over these NBC networks. And during that time, you've heard me say, probably on many occasions, that Jimmy was undoubtedly the world's greatest saxophonist and clarinetist. And also during that time, you've heard him play scores and scores of numbers. Well, there seems to have been a little question as to whether Jimmy really was the best saxophonist and the best clarinetist. Well, for my part, I always thought that he was, and some of the boys in the band says, well, let's make him prove it. So, virtuoso as Jimmy is, the boys wrote a number, and here it comes, one of the grandest things you ever heard Jimmy do. It's called Finger Busters.
Woo!
guess I'm vindicated, all right. Or am I? I certainly am. Jimmy, if you have enough wind and energy after that rendition, come over here to the microphone. I want to talk to you for a minute.
Righto, Bill.
What I want to say is just this, Jim. Here we stand on the bandstand in the Café Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania tonight. NBC is bringing to its American audience coast to coast, border to border, your music, which is practically unparalleled.
Thank you, Bill.
People throughout the entire United States say so, and we feel it just as much as they do. Right at the moment, you're just about the busiest fellow that New York has ever seen. You're working at the Pennsylvania Hotel. You're doing the first week of a 4 or 5 or 6 week engagement in one of New York's biggest theaters. You're doing
Strand.
A commercial program, the Strand Theater. Well, you did it.
Pagola there.
Well, that's perfectly all right. Fine. The show is pretty good, too, I understand.
Terrific, Bill.
I haven't had an opportunity to get over there yet, but I will before you leave. Rest assured. No, you're working here at the Pennsylvania. You're at the Strand Theater. You're doing your broadcast right at the moment, and you're also doing a commercial program. Tell me, how do you boys, along with radio's lovely lady, Helen McConnell, survive this severe test of
always
singing?
Always drink an awful lot of beef broth.
Oh, I see. Well, all kidding aside, Jim, I want you to know that the National Broadcasting Company is always on hand whenever you are around to be had with your music, and it's a distinct pleasure for us to give it to our NBC audience coast to coast.
Now, thank you, Bill, and I assure you it's my pleasure. It's our pleasure.
Isn't your closing night here at the Café Rouge, but due to pressing engagements, you can't get on the air with us on this dance program until after you've gone, so this must be your so long until next time to our
Pennsylvania
dance audience, right?
That's right. Well, we'll be back.
Oh, of course you'll be back, that we know. Let's carry on our music now, and let's see what we do next year. Bob Eberle, that favorite baritone of all America, singing My Sister and I.
The warm and lovely world we knew has been struck by a bitter frost. But my sister and I recall with a sigh the world we knew and loved and lost. My sister and I remember still a tulip garden by an old Dutch mill, and the home that was all our own until. But we don't talk about that. My sister and I recall once more the fishing schooners pulling into shore, and the dog cart we drove in days before. But we don't talk about that. We're learning to forget the fear that came from a troubled sky. We're almost happy over here, but sometimes we wake at night and cry. My sister and I recall the day we said goodbye and then we sailed away, and we think of our friends who had to stay, but we don't talk about that. Learning to forget the fear that came from a troubled sky. We're almost happy over here, but sometimes we wake at night and cry. My sister and I recall the day we said goodbye and then we sailed away. And we think of our friends who had to stay. But we don't talk about that.
And now here is radio's lovely lady, beautiful Helen McConnell, with a little rhythmic thing called Man That's Groovy. A little few notes of those sowing wild notes, eh? Which brings us to the end, ladies and gentlemen, of our program tonight. Time to say so long to the music of Jimmy Dorsey. Playing for you in the beautiful Cafe Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. This is the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company.